now, Nevada Real Estate Radio. You'll never go wrong when you get your advice from real estate professionals that you know, like, and trust. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to Nevada Real Estate Radio. It's getting warm outside. Very nice. No more shoveling. Well, maybe one more time. Maybe a little bit more wood. Maybe a few more pellets. But after that, springtime is officially here. The warm weather, that means people are out and about looking to buy homes. People are thinking about moving to their new locations, but sometimes it's not moving to another house or even to another condo. It's moving to a retirement community. Today, we're going to be talking about the retirement communities and how it happens, how we help our relatives, how we help ourselves move from our home or a condo to a retirement community. I've got three guests that will be joining me in the studio today. Robert Bartschy will be here. He's the president of the Sierra Nevada Realtors. Also, Barbara Seiler is with us. She is with Revel Ranchera Communities right here in Reno, Nevada. And Larry Ryan will join us too. He is the owner of Rapid Rooter here in Northern Nevada. We'll talk about real estate, look at the stats, and more after this.
Time and time again, people come to Sage International Incorporated because they experience confusion about the entity or entities they have formed either on their own or through another service provider. If you do not understand how to obtain solid liability protection, effective tax reduction, or have never given any thought to the importance of exit or estate planning issues, then the Sage Facilitator Program was designed specifically for you. To learn more, call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 and schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill today. The Sage clients enrolled in the Sage Facilitator Program have discovered that this proprietary process creates tremendous peace of mind for themselves and their families. It's time for you to stop worrying by calling 775-786-5515 to learn more so we can help you today. Call Sage International.
The most productive hour of your week. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
You're tuned in to 93.7 FM, and we're glad to be with you today talking about real estate and real estate for investors. Some of the real estate investors that we are wanting to talk to, well, they're not listening to the show today. They're too young. They're about 8, 5, 7, 10 years old. They're young kids. Some of them are struggling in school. That's why we talk to people about Empower Youth Foundation. It changes lives through the science of learning. We're helping kids reach their goals of catching up with their other classmates in their grades. Some of these kids, they might be in junior high school. They can't even read. What's the problem? A lot of schools just push the kids up to another grade. They continue to move them up, and before long you've got kids in junior high, maybe high school, that can't read or can't comprehend English like they should. Empower Youth Foundation helps these kids catch up, even if they come from underprivileged families. Maybe they can't afford extra education. That's where Empower Youth really does its work. Learn about Empower Youth Foundation and how you can help. All of the details are on the website, empoweryouthfoundation.org. In the studio today, I have three professionals talking about something very important to all of us: retirement, where we move, and what do we do when we need some help or we need to help others relocate to a retirement village or retirement center. I have three guests in the studio today that can help us talk about these things. I have been through that myself with my own parents and with my wife's parents. So I've got a few things to talk to our experts about. Our guest in the studio from Revel Ranchera Communities is Barbara Seiler. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here today. I've been to Ranchera. Beautiful there. I love the restaurants.
Thank you.
The clubhouse is awesome. I've gone to some meetings there. It's really a cool place to be. I did not know until recently that there is a retirement community there. Tell us about it.
So Revel Ranchera is one of 13 buildings that we have in the western states, and our company really wanted to develop an independent opportunity for seniors that are looking to get out of their big, huge homes and having to take care of the plumbing and the
And all the stuff.
Yep. And they wanted to have socialization. Mm-hmm. And I think, honestly, that the pandemic helped us in that regard. I do. There are a lot of people that were isolated during the pandemic, more so than they had been prior to that. and people started looking for alternative ways of living. And so that's what we're offering in our community.
Well, you know, as I went through your website, I was really amazed at really the level of offerings that you have. It is more like a vacation village, from what I see, than a retirement village. Do you get those kind of comments when people first see it?
We absolutely do. And we try to get away from the idea that it's a facility or a resident. It's a community of people. And it really is a style of living for people to come in that we take care of the daily. We clean their apartments. We come in and we offer them meal points in our bar and our restaurant. Not enough to eat three meals a day, but some people end up doing that. And we have activities galore. We have exercise classes, swimming programs. We have language classes. We have eating classes where they learn how to cook. We have classes where they learn new languages. And it's very, very intellectually, physically, emotionally, and just psychologically stimulating for them.
And that's really what we need as we get older. We need to continue to challenge our brain and get that stimulation that we need really to feel like we're growing and accomplishing things. I was talking to my eye doctor recently, and he is almost 70 years old. And he was asking me what I'm going to do when I retire. And I said, I don't know. I might ask you the same question. And he said, well, I'm learning to play the piano. So people can still learn at these different age levels when you reach 65, 70, 75. Are there opportunities like that at Revel Ranchera? Do you have a music program? Do you have a piano? I mean, how do you do?
Absolutely. So the whole premise of our community is that we are an independent facility. So we don't push on that we have medical. We're not a medical building. We are there for people who are at a stage of their life where they've done the job, they've owned the business, they've had the day-to-day stimulation, but now they're ready to live their best life. They're ready for someone else to do the cooking, the cleaning, and the yard work, and they want to focus on what it is. Some people want to learn a language. Some people want to learn how to dance. Some people want to try new foods or travel. So we offer them that opportunity through our style of living to continue to grow. I just want to make a mention. I think that what you're saying is spot on. We don't do a great job taking care of youth in our United States, and we don't do a good job taking care of our seniors. I think in the older style of living, you had extended families living together. So grandparents were there to take care of the younger children and to teach them stories. We don't have those environments anymore, and people are left on their own. So we're developing communities of people who challenge each other to go out and try new things. Yes, we have music programs. Yes, we have knitting programs. Yes, we have every kind of program. You know, we've taken them on tours to go to the Mustang Ranch and tour for lunch because they ask for it. Yeah, I mean, they love to go and explore and try new things. We've gone zip lining and sailing up at Lake Tahoe. We take them on hikes and picnics and all kinds of great things. So it really comes from the residents themselves as to not wanting to just sit around and atrophy, because the only way they know they're going to live longer and expand their minds is to challenge their minds.
You know, I like the idea that people move to a retirement community like at Revel Ranchera, not so much because they have to, but because they want to.
Correct.
I've worked on my life. I've done all that yard work, taken care of all those farm animals, the whole bit, right?
Correct.
And finally, you just want to have some relaxing time and enjoy life, and that sounds like a great opportunity. Let me ask about you, Barbara. Are you a native of Northern Nevada?
I am not. I've been here for 18 years, though.
Well, that's almost.
Raised my own children here, and I have to say that I love the Reno community. And when we opened this office 6 years ago, our building's only been open 4 years and 2 months, we had every older adult, as I would call them, in Reno coming into our offices. And it was great because we heard the stories, the very successful ranchers, the people that came here for the casino industry or the people that came here for the food industry, you know, whatever it was. And it was such a wonderful experience to see these couples in their 80s and 90s that were still very vibrant, still very able to do things and live at home. But they were tired of taking care of the 5,000 square foot house and the big yard and everything else. And so it was a perfect time for us to bring in an independent community with an opportunity to say we've got a different look than a lot of other places do.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. I'm really enjoyed hearing just a little bit about it now. Looking at the website, looking at some pictures while we're chatting. It really seems like a welcoming community. The purpose of our show today, though, is to talk about how we get there. So I know a lot of people that are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and they're still making it in their home, barely maybe, But, you know, the process of moving. So the reason I want to talk about this is because, as I mentioned earlier, I have been through this. Like those old families that you talked about that used to take care of their families. See, I come from a family, big family. My mom had 12 babies, and I'm the 11th.
I'm one of 11, so I'm right
good.
There with
so
you.
There you know. So when you look up, right, at your older brothers and sisters, you've seen the whole action, right? So like a whole experience all the way. And the same with the parents, the challenge and the struggle there. In my case, and tell me if this is not somewhat common, but we didn't really know that we needed to think about a nursing home or a senior care facility or a senior retirement center or anything like that. Didn't know until we had to. My mother fell in the middle of the night getting up for a drink of water, and that changed all of our lives dramatically. Is that kind of what happens? Or are people planning this for months, for years, and really staging it out? Let me ask you that question, Barbara.
I think very honestly, you get both options. There's a lot of times that people will come to us because something has happened that has made them realize they can't live in the two-story house anymore, or they can't take care of the yard anymore, or they can't be there. But there is the other side of that where, like you said, there are the people that are coming up into their latter years and are saying, what am I going to do next? What is my next place?
Right.
And we've got a lot of people, we've got a wait list, honestly, of about 67 people right now that are waiting to get into our community. Mm. And some of them have been on there for 5 years because they haven't seen the right perfect unit, what they want to move into the community.
And timing is always a factor. Mm-hmm. Robert Barchi is with us. Robert is the president of the Sierra Nevada Realtors. Robert, you've been in real estate a good number of years. You've been on the show with us before. You said it was like 20 years?
15 years.
Just feels like 20.
It feels like 50.
No, you've been around long enough to know that the motivation for people to move, it's always different.
When it comes
to seniors, that's a different kind of motivation. So have you had some experience helping people make this kind of a transition?
Absolutely, Peter. I, in fact, just recently had a client that purchased a condo at Montage looking for exactly what Barbara offers. however, the Montage wasn't quite it for them. And so they figured that out after a year and a half. And we just closed on their Montage unit on Friday, last Friday, and they've moved out to Tuscana, another 55-plus community out there in Sparks. So we see it every day.
Oh, nice, nice. So the process, right? In that case, clients are probably thinking about doing this for a while, made it all happen. What about all the stuff? You know, they have so much stuff. Well, I have so much stuff in my house. You move into a retirement facility, a senior center, whatever, you can't take all that stuff with you, or can you? Can you take some? Barbara, you can take some of it, right?
You can take some, absolutely. Ours come unfurnished, so we like them to bring their own things, to give them comfort.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
We all need to get rid of stuff, though.
Right, right. let's talk about finances. So that's a big issue for seniors that are moving because they are probably living on a fixed budget. They have their own bills, their own processes. Do you hear that as a challenge when people are looking at making a move from their primary residence, Robert, to a facility?
Yes and no. I mean, typically the folks that are looking into going into a facility like Barbara offers, you know, they either own their home free and clear, and so they're going to cash in on that equity, put that in the bank to sustain, or they owe very little. And so it rarely comes up in conversation. There are the instances where it does. Mm-hmm. However, it's few and far between.
Uh-huh. We also have to look at the sale of the home. When people move from their own primary residence and they're now going to move into a senior facility, they have to do that process as well. We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break and what some of those challenges might be. Maybe it's an inspection issue. There might be appraisal issues, same as a regular transaction. I'm sure there's more details. We will find out about that and take a look at the stats from the Sierra Nevada Realtors after this.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
A gratifying career as a CSA Head Start teacher or early Head Start teacher is your chance of a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Kara. I'm a teacher here at Early Head Start and Head Start. I've lived here all my life and I love being a teacher. And I love working with my coworkers. My coworkers here are just like my family. I'm happy to be helping the youngest people in Northern Nevada. If you want to be a teacher here at Head Start, you can call us at 775-786-6023.
Natakwa News. Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
And we're back on Nevada Real Estate Radio. Thanks for tuning into our show today. For the last few months, I've been talking about the Nevada State Beekeepers Conference that was coming up in Feb, and it came up, and it was fantastic. I'd just like our listeners to know, it was the best bee conference ever. In Yerington, Nevada, the hub of Lyon County, we're already planning for the 2025 Bee Conference. If you want to find out, maybe become a beekeeper, maybe help support the beekeepers in your area, visit the website, NevadaStateBeekeepers.org. With me in the studio today, we have three guests talking about the move from primary residence to a retirement center or retirement village. Barbara Seiler is with us today, and Barbara is Revel Ranchera representative today, and I've been out there to some of the restaurants, to the clubhouse. It's a fantastic, but I've never had a tour of Revel Ranchera. I'm hoping we can do that sometime soon, Barbara.
Absolutely.
Also with me in the studio, Robert Bartshee. He's the president of the Sierra Nevada Realtors. We're going to be looking at some of the stats and some of the areas that we might find a little bit better value than what we might have thought, because as we go into spring, you know, lots of homeowners out and about looking to make that move up. And also joining us in the studio, Larry Ryan. He's the owner of Rapid Rooter Commercial Plumbing. Larry, we're talking about homes. We're talking about retirement communities. There's lots of plumbing involved with all of those areas. And I just would like to know from you, this program that we're talking about people moving from their primary residences to the retirement centers, you know, it involves the sale of homes. And I've been in that inspection process where things come up. Visqueen underneath the crawl space.
Yes.
Inadequate insulation. How about a water heater that won't work?
Water heater that leaks, or the plumbing that leaks in the crawl space that's hidden. There may be a small drip right now, but it always turns into something big last minute.
And a lot of times those problems aren't really discovered until somebody wants to sell or buy a house.
That's right.
Then those inspections come up, right? And then they see what the process is.
Yes.
With all this rain that we've been having, one of my neighbors was having some leaks, and he thought it was coming from the roof.
Right.
And so he called a roofer. The roofer came out and said, there's nothing wrong with the roof. Guess what? There's a broken pipe in the attic crawl space, and that was leaking down into the wall, and it looked like it was a kitchen leak, but it wasn't. Those are kind of the mysteries in plumbing, I would call them, because I saw the guy out there crawling around on his roof in the rain, and he couldn't find it.
Well, I had a customer recently. He was in his 80s, and he didn't have a lot of people coming around, and he had a leak in his wall between the first and second floor, and it was getting into the wall and reeking down into the crawl space, and no one going into crawl space, he didn't even know it was there. But then my guy went in with a moisture meter, and we seen there was moisture in the walls, and we said, you need to get an abatement crew out here to open the wall. We didn't want to open the wall. We didn't want to contaminate the area or anything, so we called in an abatement team to do an inspection, and it had been leaking in the wall for a long time because he didn't use it a lot, and when he did use it, it was just enough it would get in the wall, get moisture in there, then it would dry up. And it took a long time to show itself, and those things go out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, yeah. When we're talking about retirement communities versus the primary residence, we're talking about a whole different kind of plumbing, I would imagine, because it has to cover so many more people. It's like almost like industrial in a way, a school. You have a lot of people using the facilities, and emergencies can come up. And those things, I know, have to be taken care of ahead of time, Larry. When you and I were meeting last time, you were telling me about a number of your clients that have maintenance agreements. And so how do those work? Well, they call you when there's an emergency, and that's when you come out. How does the maintenance agreement work in plumbing?
Well, we have maintenance agreements they can do on the kitchens where they're doing a lot of cooking, a lot of different things. We can put jetters down there, high pressure water, it like washes the drains out and washes all the grease away and washes everything from building up and and causing problems later on. Because the last thing you want is water on the floor for these elderly people. You don't want it slips and falls. And,
oh, yeah.
And so if you can get in there and stay ahead of it, and if you camera your lines every so often just to inspect it, it can also tell you how much buildup you're getting in the lines and how often you may need to clean them. And then we can set up a program that will work for your specific place. It'll keep any of those things, keep the risks down.
Amazing that you can put the cameras right into the pipes and see what's going on, find the problem quickly, and maybe not have to tear up the driveway or yank out a tree or whatever.
Yes, we could get into those things too.
The technology has gotten there. Robert, over at Sierra Nevada Realtors, how many bathrooms do you have over there?
At Sierra Nevada Realtors, we have 4 in our Reno office and 2 in our Carson office.
Six bathrooms. If ever they need work, I know who's going to take care of. Let me ask Barbara. Barbara, at the Rebel Ranchera, how many bathrooms are out there?
Well, we have 146 apartments, and some of them are 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and some of them are 1-bedroom, 1-bath, and we have one for all of our residents, so I would imagine it's around 200.
About 200 bathrooms.
Yeah.
And you probably have a pretty good-sized kitchen there, too.
We do. A beautiful kitchen. We service a full-time, all-day restaurant that's open from 8 to 8, and a bar that is open all along.
Uh-huh.
We don't really broadcast that. No, I'm just kidding. And I'll tell you, we have our own on-site maintenance that really do an excellent job.
Well, sure. Yeah, you got to have that. But it just goes
we'll
to show.
We'll call people like Larry if we need help.
When you when you have a big facility, you have to make sure that it's top tier. So, Larry, I'm glad that you take care of that work. And I know that you are always moving around town. I see your trucks moving back and forth. And it's not just here in Reno. You guys go down to Carson City as well, I know.
Yes, we do Carson, Reno, Sparks, the Washoe Valley area, that pretty much 50-mile radius.
You know, you're on your way to having the same kind of coverage as the Sierra Nevada Realtors. Very nice. And one last thing, Larry. I was just browsing this weekend over one of my favorite magazines, the Edible Reno Tahoe, and I saw your advertising there talking about the Commercial Plumbing and Drain and Sewer Company. Great job on being on a great publication.
Thank you.
And you're right next to Dolce Cafe. I'm going to try that one out. We're talking about helping seniors in their move from their primary residence to a senior living community. And we're focusing today on Revel Ranchera. And Barbara Seiler is with me. And we are talking about what it takes to get started. Barbara, one of the nice things I liked about looking at your website was that you put the pricing right there. So people know exactly what it's going to take to get started minimum. And your pricing was very attractive.
Well, thank you. We really try to make it all-inclusive so that when someone moves in, they feel like they're getting what they asked for. Our company did a 3-year study before they started building buildings, and that I found very impressive. So we really focused on the things that people told us weren't important. They didn't want to feel like they were locked into paying for 3 meals a day, so we give them dining points that they use in the bar and the restaurant. They didn't want to feel like they were going to get nickeled and dimed for extra classes. So we don't charge for all of our physical fitness programs, all of our art programs, all of our, you know, cooking classes and alcohol classes and everything that we teach them or give to them in the community.
Yeah, so it's all inclusive.
All inclusive, yeah. It's kind of like a cruise ship on land.
I noticed, too, that Revel is located in other states as well. There's one real close here, I think, in Sacramento.
We do. We have one in Folsom, and we have one and 2 in Las Vegas, actually. Yeah. And we have 13 buildings on the western United States. And the beauty is we have a travel club in our company. So when you're a resident at one facility, you get 7 complimentary nights a year to go travel to a nicer, warmer place like Palm Desert or Scottsdale.
You're in Arizona. I saw the Arizona location. Yeah. And that's a great thing. I was going to ask about that. You surprised me because you actually do that. So when you're a member of Revel Ranchera, you have access to the other Revel communities on the West.
Absolutely.
Well, that's very nice.
They all have 2 like hotel type rooms in our communities for family and friends that come to visit our residents, and they are used for our residents to go to other places. So it's a really nice program.
Well, we're going to encourage people to check it out, RevelRanchera.com. We'll put all the information on our website, too. Make it easy for people to find you. Okay. Robert Barchi is with us, too, from Sierra Nevada Realtors. Robert, let's look at some of these stats that we got just today fresh off the print. I think the ink is still wet here. But the median home prices and the action in Northern Nevada. Let's start with Reno. What's it looking like?
Sure. In Reno Sparks, we saw a slight increase on our median sales price. It's up just about 3% over last month. It's almost 7% over last year. It's sitting at just shy of $550,000. Our closed sales in Reno Sparks are up as well, 17% from January of this year. Almost 300 sales occurred in February here in Reno and Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Still a hot market here in Reno.
Yes. When I look at the greater Sparks, Reno, Carson City, $549,000, $550,000, basically. It's staying kind of flat, or really for the last year or so. So we've seen some stability finally.
It has, yeah. I mean, as we've been talking the past several months, we've seen kind of level numbers across the board. But like we talked about last month, we were starting to see our contracts increase. And with that, of course, the sales increased in February. And we expect the same going into March.
Yeah, so when we talk about the greater area of Reno, Sparks, and Carson at a median price of $550,000. We're looking at an average of all the three markets, but specifically, the Reno market is always going to be a little bit higher. That's just the way it is.
Yep.
Right now, I see it's at $567,500. If you look at Sparks all by itself, we're at $530,000. And if it's strictly the capital city, Carson City, $547,000 is the number there. They're all relatively close, but what I'm liking from the stats that I'm seeing, Robert, is that the new listings are going up. We're finally starting to see some inventory come in, it looks like.
New listings are going up in those areas in particular, yes, which is helping our supply. However, we're still at a limited supply out there.
Of course.
Reno and Sparks, we only have one and a half months of supply, which isn't going to last us very long if no new listings come on.
A homeowner is a very special person. Somebody who knows how to be a homeowner, somebody who's like a hunter, right? You've got to go out and go after what you're looking for and find ways to make it happen. We always encourage people to start by contacting a licensed mortgage professional if you're looking to get a mortgage and get pre-approved first. That way, when you start looking for a home and you start talking to your favorite realtor, you'll know exactly what your capacity is. Robert, I want to look at some of these other markets, but we have to take a quick break. Can you hang on just a minute?
I can.
All right. When we come back, we'll look at the rest of the marketing area from Northern Nevada and see how our median home prices look and what kind of sales activity we are having. We'll be back after this.
CSA puts all resources into classrooms. Head Start teachers get more time for planning, parental involvement, and one-on-one time with students.
I'm Sheila. I'm born and raised here in Reno, Nevada, and I currently work at Early Head Start. I work with the 1 to 2 year olds. It's very exciting to see the growth, not only with the children, but as well with the families. If you enjoy making a difference in kids' lives, please come join us here at Early Head Start or Head Start at csareno.org.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
I'm sure a lot of you have seen those TV commercials late night saying you better check your title, make sure nobody's stealing your home from you. And they're trying to sell you all kinds of insurance to make that happen so that you can be alerted if anybody looks at anything to do with your title in the public recordings and has any changes. Well, guess what? You don't have to pay for that. You can sign up for free recording alerts from the Washoe County Recording. See, their recording notification service allows members of the public to receive a free email alert whenever a document is recorded at the Washoe County Recorder's Office that's involving your property. This service will only notify you, the subscriber, of those recording events, and it's going to be based on your enrolled name, parcel number, and the way that you indicate that you want to receive the alert. This is all from the Washoe County Recorder's Office. If you want more information, visit the website, washoecounty.gov/recorder, or give us a call at Nevada Real Estate Radio anytime after the show, 775-786-5515. I'm in the studio today with three guests talking about real estate for investors, and real estate for retirees, maybe that want to sell their home, sell their primary residence, and move into a beautiful retirement community, like Revel Ranchera, for instance, right here in Reno, Nevada. Barbara Seiler is with us, and she's talking about all of the great benefits and amenities. And I bet one of the coolest things about it, Barbara, is that you get to live in Reno.
It is, but I have to tell you one other thing. They're not all retirees. We still have residents in our community that are running organizations that are worldwide organizations. We have people that are working still just to keep their minds active part-time.
Yeah.
We have people that are very much involved in a lot of community action groups and really still involved. So I hate to always say that they're retirees, because they're not. They're more active than a lot of the people I know. Yeah. They're involved in full-time jobs.
I find that a lot, Barbara. In fact, when I talk to some of my retired friends, they work more than I do.
Exactly.
In fact, they've told me they work harder now in retirement than they did when they were in their career. I'm thinking about staying on the job a little bit longer now, just so I don't have to work so hard.
There you go.
Robert Barchi, you and I have been talking about the stats that we get on the different markets of Northern Nevada. We've covered Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Why don't you tell us what's happening in one of the other counties?
Sure, out there, and well, let's focus on Fernley out there in Lyon County, because that's the only other area in our service areas that we saw an increase in sales price month over month. While it was only slight, the median sales price out there in Fernley is now $376,000, but their closed sales are up almost 10% over January of this year, and their median days to contract are down 40%, so buyers are buying out in Fernley. That's where the activity is happening.
I've always loved Fernley, always been a big proponent. They should give me a complimentary membership to the Chamber of Commerce, because I'm always talking about how I love Fernley, because if you want to be able to afford a home, you're a first-time home buyer, and you look at Reno, for instance, $550,000-ish, you can save a couple hundred grand if you look at Fernley, about 35 miles away. It's a pretty nice little community. You ever go out there, Robert? You ever check out that community?
I go out there as often as possible. You know, a lot of the people that work out at USA Parkway, first-time home buyers that are employed out there, that's a great option for them. And I know that the same warehousing type industry is growing in Fernley as well. So we see a lot of those first-time home buyers take advantage of the Fernley market.
Larry Ryan is with us from Rapid Rooter Commercial Plumbing. Larry, do you have any business that you do in Fernley area yourself?
Yes, we get out there for a lot of the commercial stuff.
It seems like it's just growing and growing, the commercial
side. Yes,
getting
more and more out there all the time. And it's not a problem. Give us a call. We'll come out.
Oh, yeah. And it's, what, a 35-mile drive? If you're with my wife, it's a 20-minute drive. If you're with me, it's a 30-minute drive. But it's pretty fast to get there back and forth. But it's a dynamic community is really what I'm getting at.
Yes.
They have a lot going on. They have a lot of industry coming in. And it has a good mixture of agriculture and family and business all wrapped up in one. They have a great little arena there. I see a rodeo every now and then that I'm driving through there. One of these days I'm going to make it to the rodeo and stay there. I love their restaurants in Fernley. Believe it or not, they've got a great restaurant there that I love, and the best ice cream in Northern Nevada, Steve's Ice Cream, right there in Fernley, Nevada. And when you look at a median home price of $384,000, if you can save yourself $200,000 from not taking a home in Reno and taking a home in Fernley, that buys a lot of gas.
That buys a lot of gas, and it allows you to build some equity over time. Even if you're only there for 3 years, build that equity, and that'll give you a larger down payment to move into the city if that's what you're looking for.
It's the way a lot of people start buying investment property. You can buy a home, let's say, to get started in Fernley. After a few years, you get some equity, you can get some cash out. Next thing you know, you're buying a home somewhere else, but you keep that house. You rent
it. And rent it out.
And suddenly you are a real estate investor.
That's right.
It's a good way to go. Lyon County is same. Fernley is in Lyon County, but you have a different number for Lyon County, and I'm pretty sure that's because of Yerington, Nevada. That's where the capital is.
Yerington and Dayton.
Yerington,
yes.
And Dayton. And so those skew a little bit higher, don't they?
They do. However, in our stats, we include manufactured housing in the Lyon County numbers because it's such a large percentage of the sales that happen. Mm-hmm. Lyon County has far more manufactured homes than stick-built homes, and so we include those in our stats.
Yeah, yeah. It gets all really. There's so many manufactured homes there, and I know that appraisers always need good comps.
appraisers always need comps, mm-hmm. especially on manufactured homes.
Sure, they need a lot of good comps. Stick-built homes, though, in some areas, it's tough to get comps on some stick-builts because there aren't that many stick-builts.
There weren't that many sales happening over the past few months. However, we're seeing that trend change, and so those comps are going to be out there for the springtime rush.
Yeah. Robert, a lot of times people ask me about an area that we don't talk about much. It's right outside of Reno. It's called Lockwood. So the Lockwood area is really an interesting community. I've worked on some deals in that in that area, and it's right by the river, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of manufactured homes, but there are stick-built homes there now. In fact, I think there's more stick-built homes being built than there were when I was doing deals down there. The numbers there are probably wrapped into the Reno numbers or the Sparks numbers. Can you tell me which are the Reno or Sparks?
They'd be into the Sparks numbers.
In the Sparks numbers, okay. But that's a really unique little community, little village down there.
It is.
And I think it's a really delightful place because, well, you've always got that sound of the river in the background, you know? It makes it easy to sleep, like you're camping all the time.
Yes, indeed.
And because a lot of those homes are manufactured homes, well, you know, I like manufactured homes because they are built so tough. And when you're living in that close to the river and in a real rocky area like that, and, you know, just with the weather we get here in the West, manufactured homes hold up really well.
They do indeed. However, the one thing to keep in mind about Lockwood is that the majority of those are in a flood zone. And when you're purchasing a manufactured home in a flood zone, it limits your ability on different loan types. Different loan types won't approve that. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little more difficult to get qualified on those homes if they are in the flood zone. However, it's still happening. There's still sales happening out there.
Yeah, and the other thing to think about with a manufactured home is if you're looking to get a reverse mortgage, mm-hmm. you're not going to get it on a manufactured
home. Correct.
So that's the one limitation of owning a manufactured home. But when you own a manufactured home, I like to tell people, it keeps the riffraff out. You know, you're not going to get a lot of people moving into Lockwood that shouldn't be there because you have to be able to pay the admission price to get there.
Absolutely.
Flood insurance, and you have to be able to, to live in that association, in that world where you are surrounded by a river, basically. I think it's delightful. Maybe not right for everybody, but it's a great community. Lockwood, Nevada. It doesn't have its own zip code, I don't believe.
Nope.
It's in Sparks.
It's a Sparks zip code.
Yeah. Finally, let's look at the part of our marketing area that we talk about real estate, the furthest to the east, Fallon, Nevada.
Yeah, out in Fallon, we saw a slight dip in pricing from January 2024. The median sales price at $327,000. Sales were down out there in Fallon as well, down to 16 sales over the past month. And the median days to contract are up quite a bit. It's just over 2 months. So if anybody's considering a move to Fallon, now might be the time to negotiate with a seller to make some things happen.
With everything that's happening there, and with the fact that we have the Naval Air Base so close, and all the cool things that happen with agriculture there, the Cantaloupe Festival, you know, getting back to my beekeeping pastime, some of the best beekeepers come right out of Fallon, Nevada. There's so much agriculture there. There's alfalfa.
So
there's always something going on that the bees can eat. And again, the Cantaloupe Festival, I think that Fallon is a great place if you have a lot of kids. Barbara, like you and I come from, right?
Yeah.
Be a great place to raise a family because there's plenty to do out there and you stay out of a lot of trouble. $327,000 for a median home price?
Yes, and 100% financing available out there through USDA.
Well, that's true. That is one of the advantages of those rural communities. You can actually get in with zero money down.
No down payment, and if you combine that with Nevada Rural Housing Authority's Home at Last program, you can cover your closing costs with a grant and literally walk in with just your earnest money deposit.
I know. It's an amazing thing. All you have to do is really want it bad enough to do the things you have to do. Get pre-approved if you're going to get a mortgage. Make sure that you've got your finances in order. You're going to have some job stability, so don't be thinking you can go in with your first week on the job and get approved for a mortgage. You want to make sure that you keep your job situation as stable as possible. And, well, your mortgage lender is going to tell you all those things to do. Don't make any dramatic changes in your financing if you are in the process of purchasing a home. Robert Barchi, these stats come out from the Sierra Nevada Realtors, and I'm glad that they come out every single month. The consistency that we get from SNR is really what helps all of the realtors and all the people in the real estate community keep up and better serve their clients. Other benefits to the members?
Other benefits include education. We're going to be out actually at UNR tomorrow doing a career fair, not only educating our youth that we were talking about earlier on home ownership, but also getting into the industry. We're doing a lot of things out in our communities as far as education is concerned, and that's the real core of the association.
Excellent. Well, if anybody has any more questions about what the Sierra Nevada Realtors does for the community, what is the best website, Robert?
They can visit www.snr.realtor.
SNR.realtor. Very nice. We'll put all that information on our website, too, NevadaRealEstateRadio.com. We will make it easy for people to find you. So we're talking about pastimes and kind of fun events we want to have happen, and I know that at Rebel Ranchera, there are things that keep people occupied and busy. When we come back, Barbara is going to talk to us about some of those things that are taking place and give us another idea of what it would look like to take a tour and see what the community really has to offer. Back with more after this.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
If you love teaching and want to make a difference in the lives of our young children, become a teacher at Community Services Agency Head Start or Early Head Start programs.
Please call us at 775-786-6023.
And we're back on 93.7 FM. Thanks for tuning into our show. We are in our 19th year of weekly broadcasts. Even I don't believe it. I mean, it seemed like just yesterday I had that first guest. And he said to me, Peter, you got to do a better job. Next week, make it better. And I did. And week after week, here we are. And I'm enjoying talking with industry experts all the time about one of my favorite subjects, real estate and real estate for investors. I would bet that a lot of the people that are leaving their primary residence and deciding we're going to move into a retirement community, we want more fun out of life, I bet those people were pretty smart people before they made this decision. Maybe they were real estate investors. Barbara Seiler is with us. She is representing Rebel Ranchera, a community that I drive by often. I haven't taken the tour inside, but boy, it sure is beautiful. That whole area is awesome. It was just really developed a few years ago, right, Barbara?
We've been open 4 years and 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And were you there from the start?
I was there from the start. I was there when it was just a slab out there in Bill Harrah's ranch, to be honest. And
really?
So we've seen the whole thing develop up around us.
Ah, very nice. Mm-hmm. I used to drive around it from one of the areas that I used to live in. And it's always so peaceful there because it's in the Truckee Meadows. The mountains are close. And yet, you know, you just felt like you're close to everything there.
Exactly.
And now that I'm hearing about the Rebel Rancheros and what a fun place it is to live, tell us a little bit about some of the activities that happen there. You know,
Sure. So every day there's anything from probably about 9 different activities up to 20 that we have on our calendar every day. And much of it is resident driven. So they're always telling us, hey, this is happening in Reno. We want to go to it. Or, hey, we want to bring in a new instructor to teach Tai Chi. We have a guy that comes in and teaches Tai Chi twice a week. We have mat yoga and chair yoga. We have aqua fitness in the pool. We have cooking classes. We have art classes. We have every kind of group that you mm-hmm. could possibly imagine. They play bridge. They play poker. They play, you know, musical instruments. We bring in performers. We have theme nights for all different types of parties. We bring in all different types of entertainment. But I think one of our biggest things is education. We do a lot of education programs. We bring in people to speak to our residents, and they actually have their own TED Talks, and they call Ooh. It the Ranchera Forum. They've devised their own name for it, so they don't have to be part of TED Talks. But they bring in people to speak, and they do question and answer periods with them. We brought in some very interesting people in Reno that I never knew existed, and they talk, and then we'll have to book them again and book them a third time because our residents, they're thirsty for knowledge and learning and growing and not just sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a huge activity schedule every day. And I invite you and everybody else in this room to come on out on a tour. We do tours Monday through Fridays,
yeah.
and we love to show people our community because uh-huh. it's such a great place in Reno.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that. One of the things I hear a lot about, and you didn't mention it, is pickleball. Yeah. Is pickleball still a thing in the senior communities and the retirement centers?
People love pickleball. We don't have a pickleball court right on our community. They have one at the club at Ranchero, which is right behind us. And we do have some members that belong to the club at Ranchero. But some of our members go to pickleball courts in Reno and go play. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They become, what do they call them, pickle mania or pickle something. There's pickle a name heads. For them. Yeah. Pickleheads.
Larry Ryan, have you ever played pickleball yourself?
No, but I have an aunt that's 86 years old, and she goes out there every day and plays pickleball.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She was telling me how she got schooled by a 91-year-old senior. I went, wow, you people are something else. They love their pickleball.
Yeah, it sounds fun. I live near tennis courts, and I can tell when they're playing tennis and when they're playing pickleball because it's a different, has a different sound to it. I'm kind of intrigued by it. My wife bought us some pickleball equipment, but we haven't been out there yet. But it's something I want to try. How about you, Robert Barchi? Have you been on a pickleball court?
Never tried it. I've watched it many a times. I've heard it many a times while on vacation. You can set that distinct pickleball sound.
Oh, yeah.
You know when it's happening out there, but I've never tried it myself.
Yeah. So you also, Barbara, take residents on outings.
We do.
And so what kind of a facility? Do you have a bus? Do you have,
we have a 12-passenger Mercedes van, and we have a fabulous driver named Betsy. And actually today, one of our concierge, who's a historian here in Reno, is doing a historical tour of Reno. She's done it 4 times. We're doing our 5th tour today because they are just loving the knowledge. You know, so many people that are new to Reno, maybe they moved here 15 years ago, and maybe they moved here 5 years ago or 2 years ago. It's just people love to hear about our history and our past, and so we're doing as much as we can to kind of get them involved in that. And we take them up to the lake, we take them down to Carson City, we take them to Fallon, we take them everywhere for all the different activities because they're constantly researching and finding us things to do for them.
Well, that's nice that we live in an area that offers so many diversions. I grew up in the plains of Colorado, and you know, you could look 100 miles in either direction and still see the same coyote that's out there, right?
Right.
There's not much to see or do. Here, you've got a lot of options.
We definitely have a diverse community, and that's what I love about our community. I mean, we have people involved in organizations that I didn't even know existed. We have some people that are involved in national organizations that are bringing people into Reno because they just are attached to places outside of here, and Reno's growing. You know, it's a new hot spot. Not sure that we all want that so hot, but sorry, realtor.
Yeah, well.
But it's all good. You know, it's all good. We've got a beautiful place here.
I love Reno. I love the fact that it's been discovered, so a lot of people call me from other parts of the country. A lot of relatives call me off and on and ask me about things. They come out to see us. And they also like the fact that we have such great restaurants here. Reno, I think, has, of all the places I've lived, Denver, Phoenix, Tucson, it has the best restaurants. And I know, Larry Ryan, that a lot of that restaurant delivery has to do with being able to deliver on everything, including the plumbing. When you were here around the holidays, we were talking about plumbing emergencies and how they always happen around the holidays or when you don't need them. What was 2023 like around Christmas, New Year's? How did that go this year? Was there stuff happening still?
There's always stuff happening around the Christmas and holiday time because more people are at home. More people are cooking, and more people are going out to dinner. And the restaurants, they just, the more people they get in there, the more issues they're going to have. If they try and take care of their restaurants before the holidays, they'll probably be a little bit ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have restaurants that get flooded out pretty good, and it's not good for their customers to see that. And,
well, yeah.
And so they call us in a panic or get a call 8 o'clock Christmas night that something's going on, and away we go.
Yeah.
We're here to take care of it.
Yes. And so when those emergencies happen, you need people that are ready to go right now. And not only do they happen at inopportune times of the year, inopportune times of the day or night. And it's good to know that you guys are out there 24 hours a day making that happen, being available. You're like an emergency squad out there. And I just can't believe you guys are always smiling and happy because plumbing emergencies. That's got to be something. Well, I would not want to do that. I think.
Well, you know, it's taking care of your customers. I mean, some of our customers, they're great people, you know, and they're really appreciative of you coming out there, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're there to help you, and so they really appreciate that. I mean, I've been offered dinners, I've been offered cakes, cookies, all kinds of things, and if especially if you're out there at Christmas dinner, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen them come off of me a paper plate full of food, and I'm saying, I'm quite all right. But people are really, really great about that in our town.
So I'm encouraging anybody that has plumbing emergencies or needs a plumbing inspection, and especially if you are in a large facility, a restaurant, a school, a hospital, whatever the situation is. I know, Larry, you do the big jobs. That's where your specialty is. And in case anybody wants to reach you, somebody wants to check you out online, what is the best website?
Best website is www.rapidrooternv.com.
RapidrooterNV.com. Larry will put that information on our website. Mm-hmm. Make it easy for people to find you, and thank you for doing the work you're doing out there to keeping that plumbing moving.
Thank you.
Also with us in the studio today, Robert Barchi has been here. Robert, the stats will continue to come every month. I expect that next month we're going to see some increase in pricing as demand goes up. Is that kind of the way it works?
That's kind of the way it works, Peter. We're expecting the same, an increase in our average sales prices and an increase in our closed sales.
I know that a lot of people still are dependent on the mortgage to purchase a home. Robert, I'm not a mortgage lender, but I work with a lot of mortgage lenders, and I know the rates right now are running at about 7%.
Just shy of 7% as of this morning is what I've heard.
Yep, and a lot of people think, well, that's pretty high, but I want to remind folks that when I bought my first house, my first mortgage was at 12%, and my second mortgage was at 16.5%. Well, I didn't keep that mortgage very long. You know why? I refinanced it when the rates came down. So if you get a mortgage today to purchase your home, congratulations, but don't feel like you're stuck with that rate, because if it comes down and if you are in a good position with your cash, credit, and income, you might well be able to refinance that mortgage to a lower monthly payment. That's a great way to get started when everybody else is waiting to see the interest rates go down. You might be able to find the right home today, be able to pull the trigger, and before long, you're on your way.
That's right, Peter. That's how you build equity. That's how you get rich, right?
No, absolutely. That's how you get wealthy. You can be rich without much money.
That's
but
true.
Wealthy takes cash.
We'll say wealthy.
All right. If anybody wants to contact you again one more time on the website, Robert?
www.snr.realtor.
snr.realtor. That's where I get all of my information about the Northern Nevada real estate market. I'm glad you're with us today.
Thanks for having me.
One more thank you to Barbara Seiler. She's our new guest into Nevada Real Estate Radio. Barbara, any final thoughts for our listeners about considering a move to Revel Ranchero?
Well, anyone out there who has anyone who's looking for a future place to live and just wants to come and see it, honestly, we love to give tours because our word of mouth is one of our biggest salespeople here in Reno. We've got a beautiful community here over at Ranchera. We do tours Monday through Fridays. You can always reach out to me at any time at www.revelranchera.com. Phone number 775-300-6200. And we really love our community, and our community loves us. And I think that if you have a parent or a visiting aunt or a friend or yourself looking for the future, just come on out and take a tour. We give information tours all the time. We want people to know about it. We want people to love the concept and understand it, because we're a new style of community. We're not what we all remember in the old days as an old folks home or a retirement community. We are a community of very engaged, active, and really full of energy and life people in their 80s, 90s, and beyond.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing it, sampling the food, and you got me when you talked about a zip line.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We keep them moving.
I'd like to thank you for being here today, all my guests for being with us today, and I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in as well. We're on the air again next week. Same time, same station. Tell your friends and family to tune in, and then maybe they can get a great deal, too, when it comes time to buy or sell real estate. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye.
You have been listening to Nevada Real Estate Radio with Peter Padilla. We value your listenership. Want to talk with Peter? Send an email to peter@nevadarealestateradio.com.
There is risk in owning investment real estate in your personal name. Sage International Incorporated, a local business, has been helping new and seasoned real estate investors with their real estate investment strategy by forming LLCs, series LLCs, and corporations. Call 775-786-5515. Call Sage International.
What if everything you thought you knew about markets was wrong? My guest next week is renowned economist Doug Howarth, who has unveiled a groundbreaking theory called hypernomics. This theory isn't just for economists. It's for anyone who wants to unlock new possibilities in wealth building. The Sherry Hill Show, Mondays, 11:30 a.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 93.7 FM. The Sherry Hill Show, where business is amplified.